The Mets are down 6-2 last night in Baltimore, and, you know, we talked on Monday, you win 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee, 2 out of 3 from the Yankees, you feel pretty good about yourselves, but one thing you didn't want to see them do was to go to Baltimore, a team that's had a down season, they haven't been good, and then drop the first game of the series. Right. Lo and behold, they were on their way to do so, and then, as Steve Cohen called them, the Fabulous Four. Nimmo and Lindor.
Yeah.
And Soto. And a lot. It's a hell of a win last night.
Don't forget Ronnie Mauricio.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, he's been great. I thought his glove was awesome, and obviously, I think last night was indicative of just really... You know, I thought Young was going to just mow him down. Obviously, he got into the six, and he got himself in some trouble, and they pulled him. But you needed a win like this, and you needed Soto to continue his campaign going into the All-Star break. And
sure.
I thought he's done a great job of making the case that he should be on the roster. So to see, like, to your point, all bats on deck and everybody making an impact in that game, it was great. And you got to credit Lindor for popping it off, starting it off with him.
So. No, and it's, you know, it's so funny. There's two things about that inning specifically. So you've got... Gary on SNY is talking, I would say, maybe a pitch or two prior, talking about how, you know, the Mets are looking to have, you know, that big at-bat in that big inning. And it was either a pitch, maybe two, where he hits the home run to kind of get them going. And then how many times have we watched a game and we have sat there, you've heard an announcer say it, or even like playing in high school, hey, down two, just need a bloop and a blast. And that Soto
exactly what
base happened. Base hit was a bloop. And then the Alonso blast, and next thing you know, the game's even. And you give a lot of credit to, I think, Edwin Diaz and then Brazoban for really bouncing back. Very good ninth and tenth innings. And if you're, not that we're going to discuss much about the Orioles, but if you're an Orioles fan, that is a brutal loss in a game that you kind of feel like you had won. And if you're a Met fan, you feel great about it because you kind of continue your winning ways. The guys that you need to carry this team did the job last night. And it's just another one off the calendar now. And now it's all of a sudden you look up, it's not a couple of series in a row. Now it's 5 of the last 7.
Yeah, and to your point also, you know, you watch that game, and like I mentioned earlier, you think Young is going to really kind of dog walk this thing out because he was just so great.
You mean Holmes?
Holmes, excuse me.
Yep.
Clay Holmes, excuse me. And he gets beat up. And you're saying to yourself, man, this isn't good. But I think a lot has to do with being responsive, man. And that's why... You know, this time of year, you want to start seeing character pop, right? A lot of these guys could say, you know, we got a couple of days coming up. Let's just figure this thing out and kind of get to the break. They didn't. They rallied and they fought. And that's just a testament to where this team's at, man. They just keep going.
And, you know, with Holmes, so you're right. The sixth inning was a mess.
Yeah.
What's so bizarre about that sixth inning is he goes on the leadoff batter. So, he's through five, and they have a 2-1 lead. Everything's going well. And he goes 0-2 on the first batter. I don't remember who it was, but he's 0-2 on him. And you're thinking, you're right. He's just going to continue on doing what he's doing. He's getting ground ball outs. And then he hits the batter. And then you get the base, you know, on an 0-2 pitch, on a terrible slider inside, he hits the back foot of the batter. Then
this place is rocking at this point. The fans are in it.
And a lot of Met fans, too, by the way, in the building. A lot of Met fans in the building. But yes, it was a decent crowd. And the place was, and then it was base hit after base hit. Next thing you know, they're trailing again. You look up at 6-2, and it's like, wow, that happened very quickly. He's out of the game. And, you're thinking, rough start to a series, but you give the... Now, the one thing about this team that has been right from day one, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but can you think of a time so far this season where Lindor, Alonso, and Soto all at the same time have been great? Because I don't think we've seen... Like, last night was an example of what it can be.
Not this year. Because
we haven't seen it, right?
No, we haven't, because Soto started off so rough, right? And McNeil had kind of, you know, I know you're talking about Lindor and Alonso. I'm just talking about the overall group. But nevertheless, I think everybody's just starting to hit their stride. It feels like it right now, especially last night is indicative of that. But no, I don't think we've had a moment like that. I think Alonso's been great. I think Lindor has been money. It's just a matter of Soto kind of getting out of his rut. I think one player of the month of June.
Yep.
So,
and getting very comfortable.
And getting very comfortable as well. So I think right now everybody's hitting their stride.
No question about it. And it's, you know, they had that 3-13 stretch in June. Horrific. We know that. Losing streak, all of that. It happens. I mean, the LA Dodgers right now, who are as good as anybody, they're in the midst of a 5-game losing streak. It's the ups and the downs of a season. So you just hope as a Met fan that they went through the June swoon, as we like to call it, and perhaps. Now, you know, again, go win this series. You always want the sweep, but go take 2 out of 3, win the series.
Go get it.
You keep doing that, you're going to be one of the best teams in the league, if not the best team.
And you stated this the other day. It's a good time to have Kodai and those guys come back, too.
For sure.
Especially after last night. So, yeah, I think the Mets, it was a gritty win, and they pulled it out, and you needed the big bats pop. And I think, once again, credit Lindor, credit Alonso, and credit Soto, man, because I think we talked – I know last time around we were talking about having that type of mental edge. There was so much expected of him because of his contract. For him to be responsive in the month of June going into July, man, this is indicative that, man, he's worth the money right now.
I think when you sign a guy to a big contract and they get off to a tough start, you know, you think adjustment period. And I think a lot of people didn't think there would be that because Soto did not leave New York. I mean, mm-hmm. It was Yankees to Mets, but
that's a good point.
But there still is a comfortability about a new team, new franchise, new building, new everything.
Yeah, especially because the people across the street hate your guts now, right? And
certainly saw that.
Right. Well, it's true because I think for a lot of Mets fans, they feel like they gave you their heart and love and you turned around and it wasn't enough. And in Valley, he earned it. I mean, he had MVP numbers for the Yankees. But overall, it felt like a match made in heaven. So for a lot of Yankees fans watching Soto across the street, it was just like, well, what went wrong?
Like why?
We was in the World Series. Yep. Like, what else? You know, what else do you want? Compared to a team that, you know, last year, at one point, they were thinking about selling, right? And they kind of rallied towards late in the season. So he had to overcome all that, you know, even when his first appearance back at the stadium, getting booed and people yelling at him. That, we talk about mental edge and being mentally tough through all that. And so much is made of body language and being responsive and not feeling like, you know, you're soaking it all in rather than being more Teflon about it. So, yeah, I mean, Soto... I got to give him his credit and his flowers right now. He's humming.
Yeah, he is humming. The Mets are right now in a good spot going into Baltimore again for another game tonight. They've got 5 games left before the break, 3 with Kansas City at the end, and yes, Senga, and we do expect Manaea to pitch this weekend. So all would be right with them if they can take care of business going into the break.